Okay, today's daf is Vachim daf Chavav, and we are on Chav Hey Amabez, a couple lines up from the bottom. Just one hara from yesterday. I think I left out an explanation of a line, maybe if I wasn't as clear as I could have been. Remember, with Gemara we were discussing was about Avir She'ein Sofa Lanuach Kamunach Dami Olav Kamunach Dami. Right? If you have something in the airspace above a pail, above a bucket, is that called Ki'ilu is sitting in the bucket, and it is on the ground? Or not. And Afkamina, we said, regarding Mizrach, if a puzzle takes it, or if he didn't do it, could he get more? Okay, the different Afkaminas. So the Gemara went from Kachim to bring a raya from Paraduma, right? Context where one would need Mayim Chaim. The Gemara brought a brisa about the Chavishem Munachas Tachas Azinok. You have the bucket, the barrel that's under the flow, that's flowing off the mountain. So we said that the water in it or above it is already puzzle. So just left out one line, which Rashi clarifies. So what's the Afkamina? What are we talking about that if it says ki'ilu, it's already in the barrel, and therefore it's not called Mayim Chaim anymore, because Rashi says one has to have catching the Mayim Chaim, l'shem the Mayim Chaim. Right? That's the one needs kavana l'shem kiddush. And therefore, what's the issue? The issue is if I would take a cup and catch the water above the barrel, before it falls into the barrel. It's already above the barrel, but I catch it before it falls into the barrel. Is that now called Mayim Chaim, or has it already been ruined? That was the issue there. So that's what the Braisa said. If it's already above, so then it's already been ruined, so to speak. Pasak Chiyusei, Rashi says. While if it's still in the pipe, it's not above the barrel yet, and therefore it would be okay. So that's what just the Lashon I wanted to read again from the Rashi. Kivan Shigia Mayim Keneged Avira, Harehen Kemunachan Betocha. Right, what's it becomes above the avir, it's as if it's sitting in it. Upasak lechiusaihu, its chius is no longer there, and we need mayim chayim el kli beinon lekiddush. So just wanted to clarify that. So that's what the nafkamina was in terms of yesterday. It's about putting another cup above the barrel. Right, we have kluta. We have kluta kamisha huncha damya by Shabbos. If something is flying through the air, is a ke'ilu, it is sitting. Well, we have similar ideas by Shabbos. But again, this is uniquely, we said, by Kachim, and we related it to Paraduma as well. Okay, let's go back now to towards the bottom of the Amr. Let's start with Amr Rebbe Zeira again. Amr Rebbe Zeira, Amar Rebbe. Hatsurim ozen habachpar. Six lines up from the bottom. If somebody is tsurim ozen habachpar, if somebody makes a mum in a par, the acharkach kibol damon, and after this kabbalas adam, in other words, when is he making the mum? He's making the mum after shchita. The mum is done after shchita, before kabbalah. So, Rebbe Zeira, Amar Rebbe says, that is pasul. The Bach changes it to Amr Rabbi Yochanan, meaning the animal has to be a tamim even through the Kabbalah. That is the Shita of Rabbi. So what does that mean, tamim? The animal's not alive anymore. But it means whatever rules apply to the halachas of Balmum beforehand still has to apply through the Kabbalah. Shene'emar v'lakach mitam par, par shahaya kfar. The par that was already there before, the same state that it was in, that's the Shita of Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to have it through Kabbalah Sadam. Right, we know there's an Issa Daraisa of being Matamum B'Kachim. Right, what is that allowed to do that? Right, and that's why remember the Kohanim war Chashudim on Bechor, because Bechor is the only carbon that's automatic in both ways. Bechor is automatic in terms of its being born, it's automatically a carbon. There's all the carbon that's automatic, except maybe Vlad carbon. But it's something that's not a carbon. Or even Meiser is not automatic. Meiser is only if I put it through the fence and I count down 10. But Bechor is automatic, so it's automatically a carbon. But if it begets a mum, it's automatically not a carbon. Doesn't need to be nifta. It's just it's chulin, so to speak. So therefore, the kohanim were chashudim to put a mum in the kachim, and that's why they weren't trusted in terms of a mum occurring in their bachar. But the context of balmum is one that includes many different mitzvahs. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, the Rambam has 14 mitzvos. In Yisurim Mizbeach, remember, in Sefer Avodah, the Rambam goes from the building, goes from Beis HaBechira to the Kalim that are inside. That's from the building, Beis HaBechira, to Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Then he goes into walking in Bias Mikdash, problems, Yisurei Mizbeach, and then what are you supposed to do? Maisa Karbanos, Tvidin Musafin, and then what happens to a carbon if afterwards? Psulei Mukdashim, and then Avodas Yom Kippurim, the special Avoda, finishing off with Mi'ila. So those are the order that the Rambam has in Sefer Avoda. So Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach is all about problems beforehand, and that's why 4 mitzvahs asay, 10 mitzvahs los asay. But most of those mitzvahs los asay have to do with Balmum. The Rambam said that the separate is a daraisa to the mitzvahs asay is to be makrav a carbon tam, but the iser to be makdish a balmum l'mizbeach, the iser of shechting a balmum l'mizbeach, the iser of zrikas adam, the iser of hakaras chelef, the iser of hakravas balmum over, the iser of hakravas balmum even carbon as goyim, iser matal mumbakachim. All of those are separate mitzvahs los asay daraisa, right? From Parshas Emor that the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch account in terms of Balmum. So here, Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about the Isra Balmum, but if you did it, then the carbon is possible because it can't be a Balmum even after Shechita. It can't be a Balmum through the Avoda of Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, Ashkan Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kalim Minalan. Fine, that's by Kachi Kachim. How do I know by Kachi Kalim? Right, we assume maybe this is only by, where's this Pasuk? Pasuk's by Chatas, by Kachi Kachim, in Vayikra. Amarava, I have another Pasuk, Tanya Set Tamim Zachar Ben Shana, right, the Pasuk by Karban Pesach, which is the Kachi Kalim, Shie Tamim U Ben Shana, Bishash Shchita. So it has Set Tamim and Ben Shana, at the time of the Shchita. But Kabbalah Ba'olacha Bezrikim Inayin, how do I know through the whole Avodah? Tamalomar Yihiyah, Kalav Ayoseh Alo Yehu, Elo Tam U Ben Shana. All of its havayos, all of its being created, being a carbon, have to be with tam and with ben shana. Good. Says the Gemara, Esvei Abaya, is this really true that it has to be tam throughout? Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kala Zachem Shabbatorah Shinish Tayer Mehem Ksayis Basar Okizayis Chelev. Rabbi Yeshua says any carbon that as long as it has a little bit left of basar or chelev, zorig es adam. Meaning, if there's nothing left. If the Zrikas Adam is not going to be matir anything, there's no more Haktaras Imurin because all the Imurim have been lost. There's no more Chelev because it has been lost. There's no more Basar, so then you don't do Zrikas Adam. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. But what do you see from there? If there's nothing left, then obviously it's not Tam anymore. Right? Most of it has been lost. Right? So therefore, isn't that a problem? Because Rava says in the previous line that it has to be Tam, it has to be perfect through all of the avodos, that's at Rashi. Kasha l'Rava, to Amar b'inan tam b'shazrika, avos, therefore, right, how does this work? So, says the Gemara, tirguma aben shana. You're right, this statement of that it has to be good throughout all of the avodos, no tam, that's only going on the psula ben shana. The other ones don't have to be tam throughout, but ben shana, it can't come of age. If you have to give the Karban Pesach within the first year, it can't be after the first year, even before the Zrika. It has to be Ben Shana, even through all of the Avodos. Meaning, it might change status this afternoon. Right, is this afternoon? So says the Gemara. Umiik amidi de b'shash shchita ben shana b'shash holacha v'zrika ben shnayim. Is that possible? Right, it has a birthday. It has a birthday right this in the afternoon. The Gemara says, "Oh, Amarava Zosomeris shows postals b'kachim. It must be yes. Must be you don't go by me'es la'es. You don't go by the. It always doesn't matter when you were born during the day. It goes by the morning, right? No, you don't say that. Shows postals b'kachim. That is what you see from this halacha. And Rashi says, La fuke shnas olam. You don't go by shnas olam. You don't go by the morning. That is the." Halacha. Rashi says, based on this, so then we knock out the previous makar of Rava, and therefore you have to say Kachi Kalim are learned from Kachi Kachim. Right? You don't have to need a separate pasuk by Kachi Kalim. We would just learn one for the other. And that relates to what we had back in the first parak, differently limudim. When, how do you have to say that you need a limud to compare them? When do you say that they're all comparable because of the pasuk in Parshas Sav, Zos, Taras? Right, and only have all the kachim in one pasuk listed. Right, shows postal b'kachim. That's usually specifically by kachim. By most halachas, we say it doesn't matter when during the day it was born, right, or he or she was born, right. You go by the halachic day. That's usually we don't go by shows postal b'kachim. Right, we have mixas hayom kakulo. If somebody, the woman who has a re'ias nida 10 minutes before shkia, that could still count as day one. right? If there's a kfura that takes place, that can still count as day one. If a baby is born, that still counts as day one regarding bris milah. And the baby will have bris milah in the morning of the eighth day, even though he hasn't been alive for eight full complete 24-hour periods yet, or seven 24-hour complete periods yet. Why? Because that's the halacha. The halacha is you don't go by sha'os when it comes to most halachas. Pidyon HaBen is a machlokas. Pidyon HaBen is a big machlokas because maybe Pidyon HaBen is different than the other halachas. The other halachas, you go by halachic status. Halachic status could go by mitzvah Yom Kagulo. Pidyon HaBen maybe is to get out of the status of Nefel. So maybe that requires 30 24-hour periods. So that is why the minhag is to do it on day 31. Day 31, just to be sure, you know, that is when it is done, right? Not earlier. Okay, are there, again, there's big discussions in the postgame, but that's just one of the places where there is a machlokas about sha'os and halachic days. There is a discussion by Bar Mitzvah too. So poskim or machmir, let's say a child's bar mitzvah is, he was born on the day, the Hebrew calendar, and that day comes out to be Shabbos that year, of his 13th year. So many poskim say the child could lain, even if he was born right before Shkia. He's not going to be finished a full cycle of the Me'es La'es until late in the day. But many poskim say that you don't go by shows by bar mitzvah either, even though if today, this Shabbos is his birthday. There is a minority of opinion that they maybe should wait to the following Shabbos, but if to do Kriyas HaTorah or whatever the minhag is for him to do, to participate in. But this is, that's again another area of halacha to look at. Okay. Amar Rebbe Ami, Amar Rebbe Lazar. Towards the bottom. New topic, but related. We're going to ask Akasha from the following, in a few lines. He b'fnim v'raglei b'chutz. What happened if the animal is inside the azara, as the animal has to be for, to be a karba, to be shechted, but its foot, its back feet are outside. Its back feet are outside the azara. So is that, there's something called a psul yotze. Psul yotze, though, is usually after you shecht the animal. Every animal is outside before you do anything. Right, every animal is being brought into the Azara. Here it was brought in, but let's say its feet were never brought in. It's still standing with its feet outside. So does that ruin it at this moment? So, says Rebbe Lazar, Chatach v'achar kach shachat k'shera. If its legs are detached before the Shechita takes place, so then that is not a problem. Why? We'll see what the contrast is. Because then, what's a problem? A problem would be, in the opposite case, let's just read the opposite for a minute, shachad v'acharka chatak psala. But if first the animal is shechted, and then the leg is cut off, that's a problem. Why? Because the second the animal is shechted, then all of the blood gets the status of dam karbon, and now some of it is outside. And if somebody is outside, based on the circulation of the animal, so now when you do Kabbalah's Hadam, so some of the blood that was Yotze is going to come into the Mizrach where you're doing Kabbalah's Hadam. That's why it's possible if first you do the Shechita, because at this stop time, right after the Shechita, so now there's some Dam in the animal that's Nifsal B'Yotze. And as you do Kabbalah's Hadam, so if it's going to be caught. If I first did Chaticha, if I first cut off the leg, again, not that it's a good idea, but if I first cut off the leg, so then nothing's possible yet, and the dam, that's yotze, is coming out of the animal. It's not circulating into the animal to the neck. And then I do shechita, so then it's not going to be posel the dam. So that's the chilek between the two. But the Gemara asks, but wait a minute. Didn't we just say the animal cannot be a balmum even after the shechita? Asks the Gemara, chata v'yachar kach shachat, k'shera. You're fine, there's no problem with the dam circulation, but balmum ka makriv. Isn't he being makriv a balmum? Didn't we say even after shechita there's an issue? Or for sure before shechita, you cut off the leg. So Gemara says, ela ema, okay, chatach v'acharkach kibel k'shera. Okay, switch it. Don't say shechita. It's before or after Kabbalah. Kibel v'acharkach chada psula. So Gemara says, that's also a problem. Chada v'acharkach kibel k'shera v'yamar b'zera, hatzor mozim b'bechar v'acharkach kibel dam apostle. We just said that the animal cannot be a balmum through Kabbalah's Adam. Sheneamar v'alkach midam apar, par shahaya kfar. So even if you delay it a little bit, you still have a problem. So the Gemara says, Amar av chizda, Amar abimi, chotech be'ever atcha magia le'etzem. Period. You didn't make it into a balmum. You cut the skin, but you didn't cut the bone. So that solves the blood problem, because the blood comes out, but it does not make the animal into a balmum, and that's the halach. Again, chas v'shalom, that this is something that should be done. should be done, especially if it's going to cause pain to the animal. We know tsar balachayim daraisa, the Gemara says, but just in terms of the concept, this is a case where there wouldn't be a problem of the dam mixing in, but it would be a problem of the but it wouldn't be a problem of the dam, and it also wouldn't be a problem of balmum. A couple of points to make. First, the Rishash says, isn't there a problem still if you have the case of chatav achakach kibel, right? Was the Gemara saying that if you did cut off the leg and then did the Kabbalah, so then it is okay because the blood first, came out first. But isn't there zman for the blood to be ma'ariv between the shechita and the chaticha? Right? If you shechted it, and then the Gemara says that if you then cut off the leg before the Kabbalah, it would be okay. But the blood might have gotten mixed in even after the shechita, so the Achronim give different suggestions how exactly the dam wouldn't be a problem in that situation. There isn't a creative pshat given by one of the mefarshim. Let me find it Achronim discuss why isn't it a problem. So the Chemdas Daniel, the Kivan Shapsul Ba'of. You know what? Let me do Tosfos first because he builds on Tosfos. Let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos asks the question: isn't there a concept of Bittul Barov? You have a little bit of blood that might be circulating in from the outside, right? That leg, the blood from the leg, maybe it was nifsal biyotzei. So a few drops get in, but there's so much other blood in the animal. Don't we say bittul barov? So, right, do we say, getting back to sugis at the end of Avodah Zarah, min bamino lo batul or dam bidam? Is this min bamino? Dam pasul and dam kasher? Right, Rabbi Yehuda holds dam bedam is not nifsal. Tosfos says the dam pasul eino batal barov kidemuchach beverak tarovas. Why not? De gazrin gzeir b'mikdash. It's gzeir drabanan. Tosfos says we're not going to be allow bittul to take place because of a gzeir drabanan. That's one answer. There's going to be another answer in a minute. But based on that, there's an answer to the Rishash's question. Again, the Rishash says, if you do shechita and then you cut off the leg, there's still time for the dam to get into the neck, like the front of the animal, from after the shechita until the cutting. So explains the Chemdas Daniel. Kivan shapsul ba'ofan zeh eina min haTorah, shemin haTorah bittul barov. V'chachamim gazru al hadam hapasul, shelo yizbata b'dam hakasher, lo gazru elo ba'ofan shapsul nikar b'shas haTaroves. Because it's a gzeira d'rabbanan, there's more wiggle room. You can be flexible. Kagonim kibel b'shasha regal adayin b'chutz. That's where it's nikar that it's a problem. Avalim b'shasha ta'arovetz kfar lo nikar ha'isur lo yavo litos l'hachshir dam pasul. You don't need the gzeira d'rabbanan because it does not so nikar that there is dam yotze that is going in him. Shemekach bovetz achata v'chakach kibel k'sheira. Okay, that's the suggestion of one of the achronim because it's only an iser drabbanan. The Mordechai, though, has a different answer to Tosfos' kasha. The Mordechai at the end of Maseches Chulin, Tav Shin Lamed Zayin, the Mordechai all the way at the end, in the back of the Gemara. The Mordechai says, Bittul takes place only when there are two items, and one of the items is Nikar before it gets mixed into the other item. So you have a kind of drop of milk, and then it gets mixed into a pot of meat. So there was something that was nikar beforehand. But if something that is not nikar, so then we're not going to say bittul. Have the Tosfos in the Tzmura, please. So I'll read you the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, V'yesh lomar, t'babakama v'yivamas, I read, k'gon shehu ba'en v'nikar ha'misbatel, v'chol davar shehu ba'en v'nikar lo batel. Inami, lekalamei, here's the line, lekalamei mar bittul barov, ela bedavar shahaya nikar b'fnei atzmo t'chila, v'yachar kach nisarev. That's the line. Ava b'davar shetchilas bi'aso la'olam mi'urav. It started existing in the world as already a mixed mixture. It never had its own identity. Kigon, baba b'kama v'yavamas, other cases, lekalamim v'debatil. Got to figure out what the svar is for that. Bittul is only when you have two items, but if it's ba la'olam in a state of taroves, so then there's no bittul. Maybe bittul has to do with a clash. If this was always like this, this came to the world as mu'urav, then maybe they could coexist. They exist now in their original state, so too they could continue to existing. Right? It reminds us of that Ron about bittul working through clashes, through clashes. When it comes to items that could coexist, right, that's davar sheish matirin. That's where the Ran says that. But if not. Right, the Tosfos says a similar idea, I think, if I remember now, in Temura Daf Lamed, where Tosfos discusses the sugya of Brera. Tosfos wonders, let's just find the line. Yesh lo tamua, tahacha mashva dim iser mura veheter notel ha'iser v'somchen al Brera lomar shezeo ha'iser shenistalek. There's a concept of brera, right? We know that if you take something out of a mixture, this is what what was always, meant to be separated and meant to be huvrar. So Tosfos says, what can you say that by every case of mixture of iser veheter? Take one out and say, this is the one that was mixed in. If you hold yesh brera, why do you ever say there's ever a mixture of yavish biyavish? Right? Lach balach, and you can't take it out. But yavish biyavish, what can you say of an iser that got mixed in? Take one out. What's the problem? Tosfos answers, "V'im kein b'chol iser ha'meura v'heter nisvach ha'breira v'nishkol kashir ha'iser v'idach lishteru v'chein zvachim shenis arvu b'shor ha'niskal v'amayin hida ba'lechaim chashivi v'lo ba'alim komach v'nishkol chamina v'idach lishteru v'omer mori klal gadol b'din zeh devadai daflamed Tosfos and Tumur daflamed devadai kol davar shohuvar ha'iser mitchila v'achar kachnis arev b'heter lo samchin en ha'breira." Same type of chilek that you're going to make. Did it have its own existence first and then get mixed up? If it was separate first, it was chuvrar ha'iser. You had a non-kosher whatever, and then it got mixed in. You can't rely on brera, because what's brera? It was never chuvrar, and now you're creating the clarity right now. That's where you might rely on brera. But here, it already was kind of opposite, but it's the same idea, same distinction as what we're saying now. He says, V'yachar kach nesar v'heter lo samchin na brera, kivan she'taruvoso haya be'iser. Its tarovis was be'iser. It was usr, and then it got mixed in. Avalhani, what it's talking about over there, taruvason v'heter, ki ha'iser lo haya mevurar kodem taruvoso, ula'achar tarovas nolat ha'iser. The Isser only started existing when it was already mixed in, as Samchin and Abrera. Then you can rely on Brera in that type of case, where it never existed as its own Isser. That's the same type of distinction that the Mordechai has here. Why you would not say Bittel by Dam Bedam, right? Because it was a case of the Isser was the beginning of its existence was Bitarovitz, was in the animals. And today they have chilek in a different context, but that's the Mordechai in Chulin, Tavshin Lamed Zayin, and Tosfos in Temura on Daf Lamed. How do you work out Brera and Vittel? Important Tosfos. Other Rishon, I think there's a Ritva in Yuma that also says something similar to that Tosfos. But again, that's what we'll call right now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're up to the word Kibel. Rashi says it's Ki'ilu, there's an Omar Mar here, because we're about to discuss this line that we quoted earlier, but it's going a little deeper. Kibel v'achar kach chadach psula. So what did the Mishnah say? If I do Kabbalah Sadam, what did the Gemara say? If I do Kabbalah Sadam of this animal that has 1 foot outside, I did Kabbalah Sadam, and then I cut off the leg as possible, because some of the blood that was in the back of the animal, the leg of the animal has now gotten mixed in. So in my Mizrak, I have Dam that was Nisal B'yotze inside, along with the other blood. So, shmamina, dam, hamuvla be'varim, damu. What do you see from here? The dam that was absorbed into the avarim of the animal has the status of dam. What's the question? Discussion here between Rashi and Tosfos. In the isser of dam, there are different levels. Rashi says, there's some isserim of dam that they're all usser to eat. Are you chayef kares or not? For the dam. Some dam I'm chayef kares for, some dam I'm not chayef kares for. Right, this is another example of something that they're both Asa Daraisa, but there are different levels within the Asa Daraisa. Right, we have this by mitzvahs, we have this by averos. A couple of days ago we mentioned the mitzvah saseh of eating karbanos. Right, there's the ultimate, highest level within the mitzvah saseh of achilas kachim, of eating kashi kachim, according to the Rambam. And then also, there's a mitzvah within that of kashi kalim. But they're both mitzvah daraisa. So here, on the flip side, you have it by the Isser of Dam. Some Isser of Dam is kares, and some Isser of Dam is just the Isser of Dam, alav. So the way Rashi understands this Gemara is, we know from elsewhere that Dam hamuvla be'evarim, one is not chayef kares for. But if you're telling me that it ruins the dam based on Yotzei, right, it's dam Yotzei, so you see it has the status of dam. So if it has the status of dam, why don't you say it's full-fledged dam and you'd even be chayav karis? Right, that's Tosfos argues a little bit, but that's how Rashi understands the question. So the Gemara says, maybe the whole issue is not the dam. Dilma mishum shamnunis. Maybe the issue is the mixing in of the shamnunis, the fatty parts of the animal. Rashi says, the chazia la'achila, either roi to eat, v'chashivi kebasar. Right, lo yifsel, right, that's what the, is referring to. Lo yifsel biyotze, kidachziv, and that's ubasa basa de trefa, umivla bedama regel. It's the shamnunis that's inside the dam that's causing the problems. It's not the dam itself. Dam per se, maybe dama nivla beivarim is not considered dam, but it's the shamnunis, the fatty parts inside that would be, nifsel biyotze, and that's what's causing the problem. So the Gemara says, okay, so shvamina, so what about the following? Right, that's considered the edible parts, considered basar, and the basar that's yotzei, shvamina, basar kachim kalim, she yotze, the phrase rikas adam, pasul. So maybe this could prove something else then. The basar of kachim, before zrikas adam, is that pasul. I might have thought, there's a psul yotzei. Psul yotzei is only when you have something that's ra'ui, and then it goes out. Kachim kalim, we know kachim kalim can be eaten, parts of it can be eaten by the kohen, and also by the bailim, after zrikas adam. That's when the basar becomes mutter. Here, before Zrikas Adam didn't become mutter yet. But here, you're telling me it's the shamnunis, which has the status of basar, and now that's going to be what's ruining the dam, because it's nifsal biyotzei. So that's proving then that the basar of the kachi kalam, which is not yet halachically able to eat, could be nifsal biyotzei. Is that true? Is that true? Ask the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Dilma b'kachi kachim. Maybe we're only talking about kachi kachim. That's the halacha of this case of it's becoming nifsal biyotze, but maybe in a chinami by kachi kalim, where the shamnunis is not able to be eaten yet, doesn't have a heter achila, then it wouldn't be nifsal biyotze. We'll have to talk more about biyotze later on in the Masechta when it comes up more. Period. So that finishes that section of the animal standing, the foot outside and cutting off. The Ritva has an important line, which the Achronim wonder, isn't it against our Gemara? The Ritva in Chulin on Daf Yud Ches. No, I'm sorry, on Daf the Rishonim here after, but the Ritva beginning on Daf Gimel. The Ritva there is talking about Shchitas Kachim, and the beginning of Chulin is all about Shchita and the comparison between Shchitas Kachim and Shchitas Chulin. And the Ritva there says that the Sakin Shchita is Mekadesh B'miksas. The dam. That's his lashon. Answering a question about shchita, whether you need a kli sharis or not. But the Ritva's line there is aval hamachuver yoser the sakin du mukdashin kli sharisu. Right, the sakin has to be a kli sharis. Right, what's the issue? The issue is if you remember the first mission in Ezel Makoman, which hopefully we say every day, beginning of Ezel Makoman, shchitasam batzafon v'kibul daman b'kli sharis batzafon. So what's the diuk? Only Kibul Daman has to be with klisha race. Does the shchita have to be with a klisha race? Could you just use a regular knife for shchita? That relates to shchita ksher bazar. That relates to shchita lav avodahi. So there, the Ritva says in Chulin Daf Gimel that it is a klisha race lekadesh hadam ksas to sanctify the dam a little bit. Umihu lefi she'ein shchita ma'akeves hakodesh sharik shera bizarim upsulim. It is an avoda, but it's not an avoda. You need a klisha race, but it's not Makadish the dam fully. Eina gomeres kdushas dam legamre ad kabalaso. So that's a really great ritva, right? He's trying to come up with a middle ground. The sakin is makadish the dam a little bit, but it doesn't get complete kedusha until Kabbalah. Ulefichach eina sakin chashav klisha reis lipasol biyotze. Then he goes into that it's makudish, and that's why it's what about psul yotze? But he seems to say beferish that it's nifsal. It's enough kadosh to be nifsal biyotze, which seems to be against our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to be saying that the dam is not nifsal maybe until after Kabbalah. If you did shchita and then you did the chaticha, then it wouldn't be a problem. Again, that's an important ritva in general to come up with like a middle type of kedusha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Kache kachem she shchidas masafon. V'kibodam bechlejeres masafon. Oh, right here. Right, we don't need the Mishnah, but it's going to come up. But again, the diuk that the with the Rishonim talk about it is the beginning of Ezel Makoman. Right, daf more is it daf Mem Zayin. Right, where the first toast was there in Ezel Makoman. Yeah, Mem Zayin and Aleph. First Tosfos talks about whether you need a sakin or a sakin kadosh for shchita. So the Brisa says, kashi kachin has to be in the north side of the Azara, and we hasn't been. I don't know if we mentioned that again at the beginning of the Masechta. The Meshech Chachma has a beautiful ha'ara. Why dafka tzafon in Parshas Vayikra? Maybe we'll read that again soon. So kashi kachin has to be done in the north. V'kibul daman b'kli sharis b'tzafon. Kabbalah Zam also has to be done in the north. What happens if amad badarom v'hoshi yadul tzafon? He, the Kohen, stood in the south, meaning, let's say, next to the Mizbeach, which is not considered the north side, but the animals in the Tzafon. Foshe Yadol Tzafon. Vishacha, Shkodasuk Shera. That's good enough. As long as the animals in the Tzafon, the Brisa says it's good enough. Kibel, Kabbalah Sopsula. But for Kabbalah Sadam, the Kohen also has to be in the north. For Shchita, the Kohen doesn't have to be in the north, but for Kabbalah, he does. Hichn is Rosh HaVerubo. What if he stuck his head and most of his body into the north, even though his feet happen to be on the ground in the south, ki'ilu nechnas kulo, that's okay. That's okay, that's good enough, as long as you put Rosh HaRubo in the north. Why? Rashi says, kidakai malon b'chala Torah, rubo kikulo. As we know, in Kala Torah kulo, we know rubo kikulo, most is like ki'ilu, you did everything, and therefore the Kohen sticking his body in is good enough for to be considered Kabbalah Sadam in the north. Pirkasa, what if after Shchita, the animal starts flailing? Pirkasa, the Yatsasa, Ladarom, and goes out and moves into the south side of the Azara. The Chazar then goes back. Rashi quotes that doesn't have to go back. Doesn't matter. That's just to contrast to the Seifa. But Chazra, Kshera, meaning the animal, if it's Mefarches afterwards, is possible. It's a Kasher. Why? Because there's no Psul Yotze within the Azara. Right, even though the Shechita and the Kabbalah have to be in the north, but it's not Nifsal if it goes to the south. That is all Tzafon and Darom. What about the following? Kachim Kalim, Sheshchitasan Bifnim. Inside the Azara and outside the Azara. You're right at the inside of the Azara. Right in the east side. So Kachim Kalim, Bifnim, it has to be inside. V'kibol Daman Bechleshar, Bifnim. The Kabbalah Tadam also has to be inside. Omar Bachutz Vichlas Yadul Bifnim V'shacha, same thing. If the Kohen stands outside the Azara and sticks his hands inside, it does the Shechita, Shechitas Akshera. As long as the animal is good. Kibel Kabbalah Sapsula. If he does Kabbalah Sadam, so then it's possible. If he's not there. Hechnas Rosh HaVerubo, Ki'ilu Lo Nechnas. Rubo Kukulo will not work here. Even though Rubo Kukulo would work from going from south to north, Rubo Kukulo will not work going from outside to inside. Right? We'll see a special drusha in the Pasuk that you have to mamish be in. Mamish be in. Rove is not good enough. Good. And also Pirkasa v'yatsa lachutz v'chaz v'psula. Right? If it goes outside, after Pirkus, that's a psul yotze. Shmami, no, what do you see from this whole brisa though? This last line. Basar kachem kalim, she also made zirkas adam, imsulim. Right? The animal that went out is nifsal v'yotze, even though you didn't do zirkas adam. So even though the basar is not halachically allowed to be eaten yet, it's still nifsal. So Gemara says, maybe not. Dilma ba'alyo v'yoseras hakavid v'shtei klayos. Maybe what's being referred to in this brisa is the chelef. Right? The part that's going to be burned. Not the part that's going to be eaten. And Rashi has an important line here. Again, it's from later on. But Rashi says, the chelev of kachay kalim has the status of kachay kachim. Something that's going to be burned in the Mizbeach. Kachay kachim, we know, is going to be burned in the Mizbeach, except for the bust that's going to be eaten by the Kohanim. Kachay kalim, we usually assume, is kachay kalim. Rashi says, no, the chelev of kachay kalim, which is going to be burned, has the status of kachay kachim. It's only the basar that's going to be eaten afterwards that is different. Period. I guess let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll come back to talk about Rubo Kukulo. Shmuel's father asked him. Keep in mind, this is a conversation, father and son. If the animal is inside, and viragleha, getting back to that case, and its foot is outside mahu, right? What if the animal is in viragleha bachutz, right? On that border. What do you mean? Didn't we discuss this earlier? Right? We said that the animal is, depends when you cut it. So Rashi quotes, mau l'shochto l'chatchila. Is there any problem l'chatchila shechting this animal? right, if it's inside and its foot is outside. So Amarle, so Shmuel answers, Ksiv, Vahavi Umlashem Achete Kulo Lefnim. Right, you want it all inside. Lechadchila, not good. Right, if you shecht, you get into when the animal with the foot was cut or not, but lechadchila you shouldn't do that. Tala v'shachat ma'u. New cases. What happens if Tala v'shachat, I held the animal up in the air and I shechted it. The animal is not on the floor of the azara. Tala v'shachat ma'u. So to do this with a cow sounds pretty, gonna be pretty strong, but maybe one of the other animals, a keves, a little easier. Tala v'shachat ma'u. Amar Lake Sheira, so Shmuel says, kosher. He says to his father, it's kosher. Amar Lei, ishtabishta. Right, ishtabish. Right, you made a mistake. Bein and shchita al yarech leka. You need shchita on the side of the Mizbeach. Right, on the floor, on next to the Mizbeach. And therefore you don't have this here. And therefore he says to his son, it's wrong. It's wrong. Yes, the animal has to be on the floor. Nitzlev shachan mahu. What if the Kohen himself is somehow, in the air, suspended in midair? V'shachad mahu. Amalei tula. So, Shmuel is not going to fall for this again. So he says, tula. He says, Amalei, ishtabashta. No. Shchit al yarech, lo shochit al yarech. No, only the animal has to be on the floor and not the Kohen. Not the Kohen. What about chatitza? What about chatitza? So the Brisker Rav talks about this here. The Chazon Ish talks about it. So maybe chatitza is only, right, within the begadim. But on the floor is just the din of being on the floor. And if there's nothing else between you and the floor, that's not called a chatitza in this case. Not called a chatitza. Right, you have to say that, right? If there's no, if the Gemara doesn't even mention it, that there would be a problem here of chatitza. And what about the opposite? Nitle v'kibel mahu. So that's all by shchita. What about Kabbalah Saddam? As we'll see, it's another issue is brought up. Nitzla v'kibo ma'u. What if he is suspended? The Kohen is suspended and he does Kabbalah Saddam. Ma'u. So Amalei k'shera. So he says, it'll be just like shchita k'shera. Amalei ishtabashta. Ain't derech k'sheres b'kach. No. You know, that's not good. It's not the kavodik. This is not derech k'sherus. This is not the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If you are in the air, you're suspended. What about shchita? Shchita lavavodehi. You don't need the same standards of Sheiris, right? Psulim can do it, right? Then maybe you don't even need a Klisharis, according to some Rishonim, right? So you only need Sheiris by Kabbalah and on. Tola v'kiba mahu, so what about the animal? If you were Tola, the animal, we said by Shchita, the animal has to be on the Ritzvah. What about Kabbalah Saddam? Amalei Psula. So Shmuel says Psula. Amalei Ishtabashta. Shchita al Yarech, lo Kabbalah al Yarech. So each of the four, right, Shmuel was told by his father that he was wrong. Amar Abaya, Bekachi Kachim, Kulam Sulos. Abaya says in all four, right, or almost all four, they're all possible, bar mi nitle vishachat. Right, nitle, where the Kohen is suspended and Shechs, that's the only one that's okay. That's the only one that's okay, because again, Shechit Lava Vodahi, and therefore it would be okay. Bekachim Kalim, Kulam Kshayrots, that's by Kachi Kachim. By Kachim Kalim, they're all Kasher, Chutz, bar mi nitle vikibel. But kashrim kalim, they're all kashrim except for nitzla v'kibel, meaning the kohen has to be on the floor because ein derech sheiros pekach. So he's mechalik between the person, the kohen or the non kohen, but the zar, whoever it is doing the shchita or the kabbalah. Amar Rava, so now Rava says, ma'ish not tala v'kibel b'kashrim kalim diksheira. Why, if you hold the animal up by kabbalah sadam b'kashrim kalim, it's kashrim da'avir p'nim kipnim dami b'kashrim kashrim nami avir tzafa ketzafon dami. What's the difference? What's the difference? Asks Rava. So Elama Rava argues. Bein Bekachi Kachim, Bein Bekachim Kalim. There's no difference. Ksheros, right? Generally, everything's kosher. Bar min tala v'shachat Bekachi Kachim. Shchita by Kachi Kachim, the animal has to be on the floor. Because of the yarech. Nitle v'kibel. What about the Kabbalah? The Kohen was suspended and he did Kabbalah. Bein b'kachim kachim, bein b'kachim kalim. Right, that is also possible because it's ein derech sheirus b'kach. Period. Good. Let's a little more. Boi minei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amir Zera. Hu bifnim v'tzitzaso tzitzaso b'chutz. What if he is inside but his hair is outside? Right, hair is outside. Rashi, tzitz is rosho, dahinu sa'aro. Right, the hair is outside. So mahu, amar le, lav amar, didn't Rav Zera says, didn't I tell you? Lav amar, didn't you say, vavium lashem ashitavo kulo lefnim? Didn't you say that you need it all inside? Meaning you don't even say rubuka kulo? So hanami, bivo amar lo amoid, ashe yavo kulo lo amoid. Right, the hair can't be outside. And therefore, you wouldn't say Ruba Kukulo in that case. So when do you say Ruba Kukulo? When do you say Hochen Achar Harov? When do you not say Ruba Kukulo? Right, remember the Taz and Nuchos Rosh Hashanah says, Miloch HaKala Ulam Kulo Bichvodecha. We say in davening, Hashem should rule over the whole entire world. Kol ha'olam kulo. The Taz says, you don't, not even Ruba Kukulo. That's not what we daven for. It's kol ha'olam kulo bifodecha. That's the double lashon of kol. That's the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But again, Ruba Kukulo, is something that we know. Sometimes you say Ruba Kukulo, sometimes not. The Reb Chaim in Hilchos Bias Mikdash discusses why is it sometimes if somebody walks into a place, right, there's chiluk in between walking in to a place where then we might say Ruba Kukulo. While if it's more of a reality, we would say you need the whole. You need the whole, like here. In our Gemara. When you need the whole, you don't say Ruba Kukulo. Right? It has to be inside. But if it's a Maisa, sometimes a Knisa, Li, right, when is a person considered inside a bayis hamenuga. So the Gemara talks about elsewhere. Well, if you walk in straight, so then it could go by most of your body. But if you walk in backwards, so then you don't go by Ruba Kukulo. You go by, you have to be all in. Right? So that's a difference between a maisa versus a mitzias. Reb Chaim there in Ilchas Bias Mikdash suggests, Delav din miyuchad v'bayis hamenuga hu davi zeh, ki ima davi din b'chol biyas ha'muras b'torah, u be'etzem din biyah, dekol shi kederach biyah chashiva biyah b'biyas rubo, v'shalo kederach biyah. Right, the difference between Ruba Kukulo, Ruba Kukulo works by a Maisa, he was saying. But if it is just a Mitzias that you would need to have something in there, then you wouldn't say Ruba Kukulo, then you would say you need the actual in there. Remember, Reb Chaim also uses this Ruba Kukulo in a different context, by a Rov by Dayanim. Remember the Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, where Tosfos asks, we say ein hochin b'mamon achar arov, so shouldn't you say kal v'chomer ein hochin b'nefashos achar arov? So how could Bezdin ever paskin in the case of nefashos? Right? Ein hochin b'mamon achar arov. So surely, ein hochin b'nefashos when people's lives are at stake, ein hochin b'nefashos achar arov. Tosfos says that's a rov by Dayanim. Rov by Dayanim is different. What do you mean it's different? So Reb Chaim explains in the Grach HaLashas that when it comes to a rov by Dayanim, during the Masa Umaton, during the discussion of the case, so then we say that there is give and take and everybody's giving their own opinion and everybody is significant. But once Bezek comes out with a psak, Ruba Kukulo. It's one composite psak. You don't see the individuals anymore. There's no miatir. It's Ruba Kukulo. During the give and take, it's Holchan Achar Arov. To come up with a decision, you count up the deos and you Holchan Achar Arov. But once you have a rov, then the chiddush is that we have one psak, the miyat disappears. The miyat disappears and there's no more Holchan Achar Arov. And he said, that's what he says in, it turns into from Holchan Achar Arov to Ruba Kukulo. And that's what he says, he quotes from the Granat, he says that answers the Mordechai's Kasha. Well, two Mordechais in one day. Two Mordechais in Chulin in one day. Baruch Hashem. The Mordechai is in Chulin. The Mordechai asks, you know, we know the principle is, Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechzadami. Anything that's stationary, right, ultimately it's probably Xeris Akasav, anything that's stationary is, you treat as 50-50. Called a parish, may Ruba parish. Anything that's separated from the rove is considered, you go after the rove. But one second, ask the Mordechai, the Dayanim are sitting, they have to be sitting, to be a Bezdin, so why don't you say, Kol Kavua, Kamechza Mechzadami? There can never be a majority. Because every time Bezdin opens their mouth, Kol Kavua, Kamechza Mechzadami, that's the Kasha of the Mordechai. So maybe he answers, no, well, they're sitting, but the words that come out of their mouth are parish. Called the parish, may Ruba parish. Okay. But the Mordechai, the Reb Chaim says, according to this Chiddush of Bezdin, so then the Kasha doesn't get off the ground. Ruba Kukulo, by Bezdin, there is no more Miyat. So it's Kulo, it's Ruba Kukulo, and therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Right, that's a discussion. You also have it. The first Rashi, Daf Beis in Sukkah, Rashi quotes by a schach being batel, and Rashi quotes there a discussion of Ruba Kukulo, Hochan Achar Rov, the first stipler in Sukkah, and Siman Aleph discusses that Rashi. Maybe Rashi is as Lab Dafka, right? Rashi quotes me as Bitel Barov, it really means Ruba Kukulo. Okay. Not for now. Continue. Says the Mishnah. Nasno agabi kevesh. So once in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about what if the dam spills out before he does Kabbalah? So puzzle. So we're talking about other problems, other that you messed up with the dam. What happens if the kohen didn't put the dam in the right place, but nasno agabi kevesh? He put it on the ramp of the Mizbeach. So that's a separate whole huge topic, which is going to come up later in the Masechta, the Kedushas HaKevesh. There's a whole parak called Mizbeach Makadish Es Haroilo and the Kevesh. So we'll see. Shalok and Egerah Yisod. Let's say I do the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, but somewhere where there is no Yisod. We will learn that you have to do the Zrikos where there is a Yisod. There's a Yisod, there's a base on the north side, on the west side, and a little bit just sticking out on the northeast and on the southwest. But the rest of the east and south side, there's no Yisod. So what if I did the Zrikas where there is no Yisod? Or on the southeast corner. Or not that Zaitan Lamata Lamala. Vesanitan Lamala Lamata. What's supposed to go above the Chutas Sikra, I do below. Right? Ola Chatas. Chatas Ola. Vesanitan Bifnim Bachus. Vesanitan Bachus Bifnim. Or what was supposed to go Zrikas on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, I did on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Or vice versa. In all those cases, puzzle. The animal is puzzle. Right? Because I didn't do the Zrikas properly. Vein Bakaris, but there's no Kares if to eat the animal. So we'll see. There's a piggle, right? That's the contrast. Piggle, the animal becomes a piggle and is chayichiv karis. But here, the animal is pasul, but ein bo karis. So we'll see more what the chiddush of that is, Bez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. But Shmuel says, Omar Shmuel, pasul basar avabaylam is kapru. Shmuel says the basar is pasul. But if you did any type of zrika, even a zrika psua, the baylam get kapara, says Shmuel. My time, Omar Domar Krav, Ani Nesativ Lachem, Al HaMizbeach, Lichaper. I will give, the Nesina, that's why they're called Matanis. I will do the Zrikas on the Mizbeach, Lichaper, Kivan, Shigia Dam LaMizbeach, Niskapru, Bailam. Once the Dam hits the Mizbeach, the Bailam has Kapara. And Rashi says, in the second line, Kol HaMizbeach Shaveh, Leinyin Kapara. The whole Mizbeach is Shaveh, even in the wrong spot. The wrong spot. So you're going to get kapara, even though one is not going to be able to eat the meat. So ihachi basar nami. See if that's true. Once you're saying that it works, why don't you go all the way and say the basar is also is able to be eaten? Amarkra lechaper lechapara nisativ v'lo ledavar acher. Right? Only for kapara, but not for any other purpose. Right? There are different levels of what a carbon. Remember the first mishnah in the Masechta? You could have something that's kosher, but it didn't count for the bialim. So this is saying, it counted for the bialim, but it's not able to be eaten. There's different chilukim, different levels. So Alma, but what do you see from here? What do you see from Shmuel's statement? Kesavar, shelo bimkomo, kimkomo dami. Right? Even if the blood is put in the wrong spot, shelo bimkomo, it's still kimkomo dami. It is still considered ki'ilu, it was put in the right spot. The Rishonim, Tosfos here, and other Rishonim elsewhere, Tosfos here wonders if this line is referring to all the cases in the Mishnah. Even chutz and pnim? If I'm supposed to put the zrikas on the mizbech pnim and I put on the mizbech hakis and vice versa, even there the bialim get kapara? Or is it just like lamata lamala? Lamala lamata. Tosfos discusses, is this referring to all the cases? And it's hard, some of the days are, it's hard to believe that some of these, you want to say kevesh and lamata lamala, fine. But Tosfos, right at the beginning, Nira, first line in Tosfos. Dikoyani tani lamala shazan lamata. Lamata shazan lamala. Avanitani nalgabi akevesh. Lokoi. Tibahakule amamodu. Bishelobim komo. Tilabkim komo dami. That's totally the wrong spot. So that, no, we're not going to say it by the kevesh. Right? It's a couple lines down. We know kevesh is makadesh. Sometimes if something goes on it can't go off the mizbeach. But to say that it's considered ki'ilu, the makam of the dam, that's a little bigger chiddush. And a couple lines later, then he turned to bifnim, shasam bachus, bachus shasam bifnim, lukuli amalavkim makom and dami. Then Tosfos later on says, miyula kaman, it sounds like it is, and then maybe the kevesh is. Tosfos says different days back and forth. What is this line going on? Okay. Tanan bidach pirkin. We learned in the next parak. Nasu agabi akevesh. Shlokin egadayiso. Nasu agasenitan lamata lamala. Vesenitan lamala lamata. Vesenitan bifnim bachutz. Vesenitan bachutz bifnim. In all the cases that we just mentioned, right? In all the wrong place. Im yesh dam hanefesh. If there's still dam in the neck, yachzer akasher viyakabel. Let a kasher catch more dam and do this rikas again in the right place. But one second, if you say Shlo Bim Komo is Kim Komo Dami already, so what do you have to do this for? Right? Lam leyatzer. Yasher kashvi yekabel. Right? Let it do kabbalah again. Why would you have to do it again? It already worked. It already brought kapara. Ay, v'chitem alahatzer basar b'achila. You want to say, well, you want to be able to eat the meat? Well, the Gemara says, well, is that going to work anyway? Mi'ika zrika deloma chaperes v'shaya basar b'achila. Do you ever have that? You ever do a zrika that just accomplishes heter achila? So what's going on here? So let's continue, and then we'll mention a comment of the Sfas HaMes. So, says the Gemara, Idi avi kasher hachanami. The Mishnah there, if it would be talking about a case where a kasher did the first zrika, so then you're right, it would not accomplish anything more to do the zrika again. Hacha b'maiskina, what's that parak talking about? What's the whole third parak talking about? The ave apostle. Apostle did it for the first time. Right, it says, Nusno. Who's Nusno? It's talking about apostle did it. So if apostle did it, that's why it would pay to do it again. Right? Rashi says, Hagwai skim diave apostle, Tadiktani, Nazal Gabi Kavish, Areshakai is referring to what was said earlier in the Perek, right? That Perek is called Apsulin, right? And therefore that's why it makes a difference if a apostle did it first. So the Gemara says, but if apostle did it, how would doing a Zerika, so you want to have a kasher do it. But how would it help? Why don't you just say, once apostle did it, it's ruined. Ditznan, as we learned there in the Mishnah, v'kulan shekiblu chutz lezmano v'chutz lemkomo, if apostle does the chutz lezmano chutz lemkomo, im yesh dama nefesh yachzor akashav yekabel. Kiblu, what does it say? If they did kabbalas hadam, then you could still continue, do it again. Why? Because their kabbalah is meaningless. They can't do kabbalah. Kiblu in zrakolo. If they did Kabbalah, but not Zrika, my time, Alami Shav David Icha. Why don't you say, because the blood has been ruined, right? If they could do the Kabbalah, but not the Zrika, a kosher could come and do the Kabbalah. So, the Gemara says, that's not why it's ruined over there. Lo, Mishum, the Psul b'machshava. That's talking about Pigol. Shalom b'mkomo is a different type of Psul. The Gemara says, Yachi Kabbalah Nami. So then even Kabbalah should be ruined. Va'od, also mipasla b'machshava, and also would a apostle ruin machshava in an avodah that he's not allowed to do in the first place? Would that be ruined? V'yamar Rava, ein machshava mo'eles ela b'misha roi la'avoda a kohen ubidavar haroi la'avoda. Rashi says from the Gemara later on, we'll learn it. That excludes a karbana omer, which is just saorim, which doesn't have a parallel in other karbanos, because other karbanos are all chitim ubemakam haroi la'avoda. So you see, if he has a problematic thought in something that he's not allowed to be involved in anyway, so it's like, it doesn't ruin it. He's like not in the league. So the Gemara says, okay, lo tema zrako, lo ela'ema, shachtolo. Say, shachtolo, and shchita he could do. Right? That's why it would ruin it in shchita. Period. So the Gemara says, finishing up, my kamashvalan, the pasla b'machshava, tanina. So then what's the chiddush? That machshava apostles, we learn that in the Mishnah later on. Lefichach, hein poslim b'machshava. Because, the first Mishnah, the next parak. Since they're allowed to do shchita, then a problematic thought during shchita would be problematic by psulin. So we already learned that in the first mishnah in the parak. Hakamash malan to be kabbalah ve'elach lo pasla machshava my time akidurava. So what would be the chiddush? You're right. That first mishnah says the shchita is a problem, but the later mishnah says that from kabbalah ve'elach it wouldn't be a problem because as Rava says, machshava is only moel b'misha roi lavoda b'davar roi lavoda ubemakom haroi lavoda. Period. One ha'ara, though, on the earlier Gemara, and that is, the Sfas HaEmes asks, the Gemara asks, why don't you do it again? So what's the purpose of doing it again? You already got kapara. And you never have a zrika that's going to have kasha, you never have a zrika that's just going to matel achila. Ask the Sfas HaEmes, why don't you do it again to be able to do a mitzvah l'chachila properly? You didn't do the mitzvah properly. He messed up. He did the avoda, he did the zrika in the wrong spot. So ask the Sfas HaEmes, why don't you say that he's doing it again in order to do the mitzvah properly. Yesh lahakshos. Lama lo yachzer lasa la mitzvah kitikuna. V'halo. Binasan matanachas. We're going to learn later on. Let's say by Ezrika, they're supposed to do four Ezrikas. After you do one, you don't stop there. You continue doing. It's not baltosif. You do the mitzvahs, you're supposed to do it. V'halo b'mnasan matanachas kiper. Afal pikein zorach liten kol matanos. Shelo lagarea min ha-mitzvah. V'hachanami nihita kiper lama lo yachzer ha-mitzvah liten bimkomo. Kiben dakar ben kasher rak teinu nechal. So why don't you just do the mitzvah as you're properly? Lachinire di inachinami. Di haya o dam bikli mitzvah lachzer v'litim imkomo. You're right, says the Spasemis. If it would still be dam, then you maybe you would do it. Rach mishum ditznan yachzer akasher v'yakabel maksha gemara shaper to kiva the diskaper lo shayach lekabel shenis kiva the kfar nasa kapara b'dam arishon. If it's only focused on the kapara, then there's no need to do more for the kapara. But really, and he continues whether with another suggestion, but that's a fascinating discussion. Once you're yotzei a mitzvah, can you do it in a better way? Don't we say that the mitzvah is done? Right, there's a famous discussion of on Sukkos. Right, if you have two esrogim, the Briska Rav and others, two esrogim. One esrog is vadai kasher, but it's not mehudar. And one is safik kasher, but it's gorgeous. So what do you do? So the answer that many give is that first use the one that's safik kosher and mehudar. Why? Because if it's not kosher, then fine, you weren't yotzei. But if it's kosher, you did a behidura. If you use the one that's vadai kasher first, then you're already done. If you're already done, so then you can't do a mitzvah again in a hiddur way if you're already yotzei the mitzvah. So it relates a little bit, not exactly the same, but it relates to this discussion of once you're yotzei the mitzvah, can you go back? Right? What happens in Hanukkah? They talk about it. What if I lit three candles, but it was really the fourth night? Now I'm going to light the fourth one. Is there any, if I'm not doing it with the mitzvah, right? So is there any idea of doing just a hiddur? To be, again, all of these are not exactly the same. Could you even make a bracha, or Bikiv Eger discusses, could you make a bracha on just hiddur mitzvah? Or do you say, once the mitzvah is done, it's done? But that's what's behind the Sfas Emes's Kasha here. Why don't you say you do it again, just to do the mitzvah in the Lechatchila way? Okay, we'll have to stop here by Meisvei, and Hashem, we will get a little bit into Pigel tomorrow. Pigel, as has been mentioned, is known. Pigel is one of the most topics that gets the most press in all of Shas. There are dafim and dafim that talk all about Pigel. I don't know which is more, Pigel or Hotzah in Shabbos. Those are two of the most talked about topics in all of Shas. Okay, we'll have to stop here.